Details are coming out while worries are mounting up. Welcome, everyone. I'm Chris Cotter in for Neil Cavuto this evening. It was on this very show we broke the story of a major speech from the president on jobs and the deficit, an address scheduled for sometime next month. Now details are starting to trickle out, and it's sounding like it's going to cost you. We've been hearing things like infrastructure bank and trade agreements, but now there are whispers of tax hikes for the wealthy and tax cuts for job-creating businesses. What we're not hearing so far is anything about cuts to entitlements. And Anthony Randazzo from Reason Magazine says that's why he's worrying. Anthony, it's 15 months until the election. You weren't expecting to hear any entitlement bombshells, were you?
It's unlikely. If the president wanted to do something to create a few jobs in the near term in a real way, you could couple fixing Social Security with cutting the employment portion of the payroll tax. But even that is not going to bring back employment to the levels that we had prior to the recession, because the problem is we have a debt-ridden economy. We're not going to have large economic growth for quite some time, and that means we're not going to have high employment for quite some time.
Anthony, what are you expecting to hear next month from the president? Anything new? You know, we have talked a little bit about some of the whispers coming out, but they do seem like different, you know, slants on some old ideas.
Well, I don't think that there's going to be something completely out of left field that nobody's thought of. It's probably going to be some tweak to infrastructure spending. There may be some token things about free trade agreements in there, which more free trade agreements would be great. But, you know, an infrastructure bank is not going to create millions of jobs, and more spending programs are not going to create millions of jobs. What we're certain to hear is probably more talk about the joint committee grand bargain deal have to be some mix of revenue increases and not as many tax or not as many spending cuts, because those spending cuts mean fewer jobs and whatnot. There's going to be a lot of talk in there. But the thing is that right now we have almost 14 million unemployed people in America. There are currently 3.1, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 3.1 job openings right now, today. But whether it's labor mobility issues or skills mismatch, those jobs aren't being filled. Even if we filled every one of those jobs tomorrow, unemployment would still be at 7%, and 7% isn't good. We simply can't, no matter what the program is, create 6 to 8 million jobs overnight or even in the next 1 to 2 years to put us back to where unemployment was prior to the recession. It's just not possible.
Yeah, it's not possible, but obviously the president is going to have to take steps, and this administration is going to have to take steps in the right direction, and part of that will probably be the announcement of some form of stimulus, whether it's construction projects or whatever the case may be, here coming up as part of this grand plan. How on earth is the president or the administration going to get that through?
It doesn't make any sense to spend more money on infrastructure. We had billions, tens of billions, if not $100 billion, put towards infrastructure projects through the stimulus program, and what did that yield? You know, if you called a lot of those companies who have already done stimulus projects and you say, how many workers did you hire? They say, well, we hired 6, 10, 20, 50 workers. How many of those people are still on your payroll? Almost every one of those companies would say none, because they took the stimulus money, it was a temporary job, and then it went nowhere. But that's the only thing that the president's going to be able to put forward. It doesn't make any sense to say, look, we had this failed policy, now we're going to double down on it. That doesn't seem like that could get through in any logical system. But then again, Washington's not a logical system.
Anthony, thank you so much. We appreciate it as always. Well, it's supposed to